Unit 20, The Russian Revolution. In Russia, during the turn of the 19th century, the country was a desolate place to live. The Tsar had caused broad poverty throughout his empire by failing to hear the pleas of the peasants for better lives. While he sat in large banquet halls feasting on the finest meats in the world, the peasants were lucky if they could eat a small piece of mutton. Mutton. Each day, eventually, many men and women began accusing the Tsar of being a tyrant, and plans were formulated to get rid of him. It was no coincidence that many of the men who stirred up the citizens were those who wanted power themselves. The Bolsheviks were communists who wanted to take power from the Tsar and give it back to the people. Their idea of a perfect society was one in which all the people had equal access to everything in the country. Agents of the Bolsheviks began spreading words of revolution throughout Russia. They intended on shaking up the Tsar so that he would become scared of the people and leave the country for the communists to govern. Of particular importance were the educated members of the revolution. They were men who all had MAs. MAs in political philosophy and political science, and they knew how to take control of Russia. Many of these men were very respectable and well known in Russian high society. After the revolution began, they injected propaganda into Russian society that made the citizens believe communism was the best thing for them. The Tsar was killed and his family and staff were dragged through the streets to symbolize the end of the Russian monarchy. Those who were not caught and still supported the monarchy either escaped or were forced to commit suicide. The new leaders emitted an air of supreme confidence that the new communist Russia would be a world power in the coming years. The Russian people praised the Bolsheviks for freeing them from the Tsar and the monarchy.